Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, welcome back. And we got a big show planned for you today. And if you were to go to any news website today, it would be all LA riots all the time. That's all that everyone's talking about. But man, do we have some other things to get to on the show today, too. Good morning, Roger Davis. A couple of things. One thing you said in your news, I wanted to just double check that. So it's Greta Thunberg, is how you say the name? Thunberg, but Thunberg. It almost sounds like a WB. Because she was Swedish. Is that how it goes? So Israel says that Greta Thunberg has been deported after the Gaza-bound ship was seized. Yeah. Yeah, this chef on the Muppets. That chef is a really great character. So I wonder if he is considered a national treasure in the country or if they, like, despise him because that's how they look at, you know, the rest of the world looks at their country. So I have a friend in Australia who just hates Outback Steakhouse because he says that is nothing like Australia. Nothing. So Greta Thunberg was deported from Israel. The country's foreign ministry said after the Gaza-bound ship she was on was seized by the Israeli military. And I'm sure she'll be complaining if she hasn't already on social media platforms. So it shows her in a plane. And, you know, I got to say, she was pretty young when she first came into the media's attention when her parents were kind of like puppeting her to take on all of these activists. Let's say your parents are big into acting, right? And they really want to force acting onto you as a child. Or your parents are an athlete, you know, your dad plays baseball, so they really want to push baseball on you. And when you're a kid, you don't really realize that you just kind of grow up in it and it just becomes your thing and you kind of adopt that sort of thing. I feel like that sort of happened to her. Her parents were like these super left-wing extremists and they kind of like brought her kid to everything and she just kind of adopted the spirit that their parents had. And maybe one day she'll wake up and realize that the mullet she's got on is not her. She'll just realize, like, I don't want to get seized and deported from Israel over and over again the rest of my life. I'll tell you. Yeah. I'll tell you. And she was like Katharine Hepburn. Well, then she's got the, you know, Free Palestine energy going, and she's got the flag waving. She's got her arm up like the, you know, justice fist or whatever you want to call it. So if you're in that area and you're going to a place where, you know, terrorists are actively trying to kill and eradicate Jews, and you're flying that flag with their mission in mind, then you got to believe that if you try to go through a stockade, a blockade or whatever it would be of ships, you're going to violate that naval blockade, then yeah, you're going to get arrested. They don't care who you are. And she got deported pretty quickly. I mean, it's not like she was sitting in that jail cell all that long or whatever detention. Yeah. You know, it would have been a little bit funny, though, if they held her hostage and, like, tried to negotiate some of their hostages getting released in return. They could have handed her straight over to Hamas. Well, could you imagine? We're going to release you to Hamas. Oh, not this girl. So, I don't even know how old she is now. She's got to be, is she 20 yet? Is she over 20? Yeah. How hilarious would that be? Oh, yeah, you want to go to Palestine here? We've negotiated safe travel to Hamas. Let me know how that works out. So another story that I saw, in there's the story of the murderer, Stephen Stanko, that is set to be executed later this week, scheduled on Friday. Double murderer, did some pretty, I mean, horrendous things. Sentenced to death twice in the state for two separate murders, killing of a friend and killing of his girlfriend as he raped her daughter. And he's 57, and now he is asking a federal judge to stop this execution over perceived civil rights violations. I got to imagine no one's in favor of stopping this execution, if I had to guess. Do you think we'll always have the death penalty, or do you think one day that's going to be outlawed in the U.S.? I think there's a chance it's outlawed in the future. Yeah. Haven't they? Yeah, and even people that have been very pro-death penalty, and I've interviewed them, and their main contention is, even if there's a chance they're innocent, then you can't do it, because if you're wrong, you just use the government to execute an innocent person. So you can't chance that at being wrong. Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I have a hard time also believing that the amount of people that say they turn things around actually do. I think about how forgiving we are in the legal system, that we don't give the victims really their justice because we're so concerned with turning someone back onto the street, especially in these super liberal cities. And it's they accept, or just for the sake of not wanting to take care of this for a long period of time, just willingly let these people go back out with almost no guarantee, or maybe guarantee is not the right word, almost maybe a 10% chance they don't reoffend. I mean, that's like, that's all they're looking for, is a 10% chance. And it's just so disconcerting to people that have had horrendous crimes to them or their family members to see that person walking free as if there was, you know, there was nothing that nothing they suffered. It really disheartening. So she heard I said I didn't know if she was 20 yet, and in her mind she said, "How dare you? How dare you?" I wonder if she goes to, like, you know, protests and people ask her to autograph 8x10s, and hey, can you write "How dare you" on it, please? It better be the title of the book. I'm going to suit "How dare you" the book. Greta Thunberg. Looking forward to working with you this morning, Roger. So there's a lot going on in LA right now, and I think one of the biggest feuds we're seeing is Trump Newsom, but I think Newsom's trying to force the hand more than anything else. I'll explain coming up after the break. If you want to text the show, the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 800-905-0989. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in, News Talk 98.9 WORD.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And I'm Ryan Recker filling in for Tara. Yes, there is. And thank you for all the text messages coming in. And if you want to reach us on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, number's 800-905-0989. Looking at some text messages now. One person said, are you aware that Greta and company are going to be made to watch October 7th videos? No, I did not see that. One person texted in, Greta is 22. Okay. And one person said, our prisons are like a vacation compared to other countries like Russia and Germany. I didn't realize German prisons were like Russian prisons. The only, I guess, foreign prison experience I know, what was it? Was it Midnight Express where the guy's trying to smuggle drugs into Turkey and goes to prison and just realizes how bad it is there? So that's the type of experience you want. All right. One person texts, Gavin Newsom is a complete idiot. The only reason why he's giving Trump such a hard time is because he wants to run in 2028 and he thinks just makes him, and he thinks just makes him look tough. Oh, I see.
How dare you?
I think that Gavin Newsom is, it's so funny the way the two are confronting each other right now between Donald Trump and Gavin Newsom. You have a state of California who is not in good shape. You have major large cities that have turned into, you know, my really drug den areas. So, you know, San Francisco and Los Angeles and some of these other places that have been documented that, you know, you have these $1 million shacks that people sell these properties to with a homeless encampment out front. And you have kids walking to school with syringes and human waste on the ground. You have people openly drug dealing. You have illegal immigration without repercussion for many of these crimes that are being committed on the streets. And the city backs up these criminals by saying, we're going to give you sanctuary status, and concluding in Los Angeles. So part of this is the Trump-Newsom feud boils over during immigration protests in LA. This is from Axios. And they say the president has repeatedly threatened the state with funding cuts and continued federal immigration crackdown despite recent protests in California cities, including Los Angeles and nearby Paramount. The latest, Trump deployed 2,000 National Guard members to California on Saturday in response to protests sparked by recent federal immigration sweeps in Los Angeles. The other thing is sending the Marines in. That's a big thing, too. And with a lot of this happening over the weekend, you have your mainstreams, the CNNs, the MSNBCs, and these big news organizations that were sitting on the sidelines just waiting for the opportunity to go on the air and give their expert commentary. Do you want to hear how crazy the commentary is getting? Okay, this is probably the best example of what you can expect when you tune into MSNBC and you witness these riots and people destroying things and setting cars on fire and hurting police officers. And, you know, everything that you heard about these riots, you have a group of people saying, oh, no, it's not violent. Oh, it's fine. You know, the bad one is actually the Donald Trump for bringing the National Guard, and it's his fault people are acting this way. So he's the aggravator, and he is just out there. And, you know, this city was just fine before the National Guard came in. Everything was under control. Now, if you believe that, then you probably watch CNN and MSNBC religiously. But let me give you an example of what you can expect if you tune into MSNBC. This is a commentary from Eddie Glaude. Let's take a listen. It's a good one.
Now that they're going to see the spectacle of quote-unquote L.A. on fire, which it's not, right? What will happen? Will he activate the ugliness that got him in office in the first place? Will folk now declare why they love him? Because we know that he's always good on the immigration question. And then the second thing, this reminds me historically of the, it's not a clear analogy, but when the nation, when these political factions divided the nation in between slaveholders and slave catchers. When they made everybody with the fugitive slave law, all of us had to, if someone escaped, all of us had to return that particular piece of property to these folk. With ICE running around L.A., forcing people to make choices, will they protect their friends, their neighbors, their family members? Will they confront these folk and they're terrorized? You see people crying, you see babies crying, and these people come in here and do this. Man, what are they supposed to do?
All right, so this is MSNBC's Eddie Glaude, who says that Trump supporters love watching ICE round up immigrants because they're rooting for the slaveholders as they were gathering escaped slaves. When you watch CNN and MSNBC, you kind of get this understanding that they have long abandoned any integrity in their reporting, and this is the kind of things that they welcome onto the show. I want to also point out, if you were to have a conservative on these shows, and let's say CNN is a good example, outside of Jennings, who they allow to speak once in a while, but if you bring on, let's say, a conservative and they're explaining their point, and this happens all the time when you bring on like Kevin O'Leary or some other commentator, the other liberal commentators will just instantly start talking over the conservative over and over and over again. So I want to point out, on networks like this, you can be a liberal commentator and you can compare our immigration enforcement officers, those that are there to look for these violent criminals to take off the street, and you can compare them to slave owners. And you could compare Donald Trump supporters, voters, those that like the enforcement of immigration law, as rooting on and cheering for the slaveholder in MSNBC, not a peep from any commentator, not a peep from anyone else. They basically sit there and nod and watch as their points are being so made to an audience that loves hearing stuff like this. Just keep in mind, this is what happens when you watch these type of networks. This is what to expect. I have so many other clips to play for you. There's so many bad takes on this. And one of the common threads that you're going to start to hear right now is, oh, it's really not that bad. It's mostly peaceful. Oh, no one's hurting anyone. No one's setting anything on fire. No one's violent. No one's causing trouble. The aggravators are the police in this case. This is the common thread you're hearing from Democrats right now. And you tell me what you see online and tell me if that matches up with reality, because they need a reality check of what's going on here. I'm Ryan Renker, filling in News Talk 98.9 WORD. Looking at some of these text messages, and can I say that my favorite text message so far this morning, it's not a true riot in Los Angeles until you see armed Koreans on rooftops of their stores. Whoever texted that. Thank you. So if you're not familiar with the reference of Koreans on their rooftops of their stores, so if you go back to the, like, maybe the OG riots, I guess the ones that most people think of when they talk about LA rioting and Rodney King riots. So you had people just destroying the city, and you had these innocent shop owners that had nothing to do with anything that was going on, but you had mobs of people going and just destroying people's livelihoods, their businesses that they built from the ground up. That's all they have to support them and their family. So you have a group of Korean business owners who said, we're not putting up with this. So they got the rest of them that were there inside of their building, and they said, okay, we're going to sit on the rooftop. We're going to get our rifles. And if anyone comes by, we're going to give them a warning, and we're not going to allow them to destroy our building. So they sat there and guarded their building. And you know what? It worked. They protected it. That was such a great story. If you ever get a chance to see the Koreans on the rooftops protecting their stores, I would 100% recommend you go back and look at that piece of great American history, I think. I'm looking at some other text messages that are coming in here, too. It says, what are the rules of engagement for the National Guard and Marines in L.A.? For the Marines, I don't know. I think for the National Guard, it's mostly to try to keep order where there is a lot of disorder. So you see people there that are threatening other people, threatening ICE enforcement, threatening law enforcement. I think the National Guard is there. So if something does happen, these people don't get killed. Because I wouldn't put it past these rioters to do something like that. I think that's a part of it. I think the part of it that you go back and think about Minneapolis and realize the mistakes that were made when their city burned down and how the liberal mindset, the politicians said, you know what the problem is? Too much police. Kind of what LA is saying right now, kind of like leadership like Gavin Newsom and their mayor and all these other things. They're basically, if the National Guard wasn't here to aggravate these peaceful protesters, they would never be throwing bricks and lighting things on fire and trying to, you know, hurt other people. If it's the police that are wrong. So Minneapolis did the same approach, and then they said, we're going to defund the police. And then what ended up happening, crime went through the roof, and the people revolted against their politicians because they said, you know, I live here too. I kind of like the idea that if something bad were to happen, I'd be able to call the police and they would respond. So I think you're wrong on this. And that's the approach that I think LA is taking. And I think maybe Donald Trump has learned a thing or two about cities burning down and doesn't want that to happen in Los Angeles, even though people like Gavin Newsom and some of the other politicians around the country who are disconnected from California still, I think, want to see it burn down, because then they'll be able to associate that with Donald Trump's presidency. So I want to play some more clips for you. Let's see. How about CNN? Raju on the LA riots. Let's look at clip number two. Let's see what his point is.
And their come after me, arrest me was in reaction to what it certainly seemed.
Okay, so he's referring to, that was the host on CNN referring to Gavin Newsom trying to aggravate an arrest to see him become a political prisoner. He kind of wants to be a martyr for the Democrat Party because he looks at that as a good thing for his political career. So he's out there saying, come and arrest me, Donald Trump, come and arrest me. He's like asking to be martyred as a politician. So let's see how they responded to that on CNN.
Like was a threat from Tom Homan to potentially arrest Newsom and the mayor, Karen Bass, which Homan walked back.
Yeah,
today.
You know, the Democratic response to all this will be very instructive. We've not really seen much Democratic pushback from all the deportation that has happened, all the immigration enforcement in the Trump 2.0, in large part, of course, because this is an issue that they have struggled with in recent election cycles. Trump polls well on this issue, but you hear Newsom there, clearly someone who has got 2028 on his mind, but someone who's trying to amp up the defense of his state and his policy, pushing back.
So what is the policy of Los Angeles and more particular California when it comes to illegal immigration? Well, their policy is, if you can make it here, we'll continue to allow you to make it here. We're going to basically turn the blind eye, and whatever immigration law is federally, we're not going to enforce it in the states. So you have federal immigration officers that are conducting their business when it comes to raids and arrests. You have places like Los Angeles who say we are not going to aid or help federal enforcement. In fact, we'll impede federal enforcement. So you have Holman and some of these other people in the federal government that are saying if you're impeding federal enforcement, meaning you are purposely trying to stop lawful engagement of ICE, then that could be a violation of law. So you could be arrested for that. Kind of like what you saw with that judge in Wisconsin. You have illegal immigrants coming into a courthouse, and you have federal agents there to intercept these people, and a federal judge hides them and helps them escape. Not a federal judge. I guess it would just be a judge in Wisconsin. Excuse me. But they end up arresting her, and rightfully so. She was in clear violation of the law. Now, I don't know if you can apply that to Newsom if he's not directly as an individual doing that, or maybe you can. Maybe you could, I guess, broadly try to enforce it that way. It's interesting. I don't know if this is more than a thought exercise than a real practical thing. I think Gavin Newsom knows it's less practical and unlikely to be held up in court, and that's why he's trying to become this political prisoner. He wants to become this scapegoat. He just basically wants to be a martyr for the Democrat Party, and I think that's why he's setting himself up that way. Let's continue on. Here is MSNBC and Tom Nichols describing what's going on.
You argue that the president is using the National Guard as bait. Can you explain what you mean by that?
And again, this is a common thread that you're seeing with political commentators on the left right now, saying that everything was fine and dandy like cotton candy up until the time when the National Guard showed up, and then all of a sudden things went bad because they were goading people. They were trying to edge them on and force the hand of them to do something that they wouldn't normally do. It's so funny. It's like when someone commits a crime or whatever it is, and if they were to go to court in front of a judge and say, you know, honestly, officer, I wouldn't have punched that person in the face if it wasn't for their friend showing up and they yelled at me, so then I assaulted someone else. So I don't know if the judge would look at that and say, well, I guess you were provoked into violence, so I guess you can just go free. I don't think so. The mere presence of the National Guard, if that provokes violence in you, you're still in violation of the law. And unfortunately for the Democrats and the MSNBC, and what they're trying to set up here is they're saying these people are just innocent, peaceful protesters. I don't buy it.
Yeah, he's trying to draw the foul. He wants the protesters to become more violent. He wants them to swarm against the cops and the guard so that he can continue his narrative that America is this country that's suffering a foreign invasion and we're in the midst of chaos and everyone should be afraid and the only person that can save them is a strong man in the White House. I mean, Carol's right. He's been itching to do this for years because he knows that the optics of it, if people will take the bait and charge into the smoke and you know, harass and confront and scream at the cops and the guardsmen, those images will work in his favor.
It's so funny. It's like they are looking at this as political strategy, saying that, you know, every time that a police officer gets hurt, Donald Trump does a happy dance. That's like their main contention right now. So I want you to think about that for a moment and what MSNBC is delighting over. The idea that police officers and innocent people and their businesses and their livelihood are being destroyed. And they're saying, hey, this is Donald Trump's fault. And I think the regular person on the street realizes, or anyone that may be actually living through these things, that no, it's actually the person that threw the Molotov cocktail. It's the person that threw the brick. It's the person that injured the officer. Those are the ones that are at fault here. People aren't watching MSNBC and CNN and getting riled up against Donald Trump right now. They're realizing just how discredited they are as a news agency. I'm Ryan Recker filling in, and don't go anywhere on News Talk 98.9 WORD. Again, I got a couple of text messages I want to read, and I also want to play a couple of clips that our producer Tim sent me. He said, don't listen to them, just play the clips. All right, here's clip number one.
How dare you?
Oh, okay. That's pretty good. Here's clip number two.
How dare you?
She got a long weekend there, and she'll come back, and I bet you she cannot wait to get back on the air. One person texted, what if Obama did this? That's an interesting point. Where is Barack Obama, and where is his commentary? Like, does he have anything to say about what's going on here? Because it is a very unpopular stance for Democrats to take right now, which is pro-illegal immigration. They are not willing to line up and get behind illegal immigration right now like they used to. And I think a lot of people understand that that's just not what people want. Another person said, Ryan, the issue I have with Trump and his administration is they just pardoned the violent J6 rioters. He wants to punish those that didn't support him. I don't know if this is related to January 6th. I think it's interesting. I think the differences between the LA riots and January 6th is in the sense that in January 6th, a lot of these people were held and way beyond what would be considered normal holding periods. This might be good for another debate, and it would actually be good to have, I would say, maybe a pro and con expert on to debate this. And if I was, like, let's say, filling in tomorrow, which I'm not, but if I was, I think that's something I would line up to do as a full hour of the show, because I'd be really curious to see how they each try to position their argument. But I do see this as a little bit different. I do. And if you think about a lot of the different January 6th type of people, some of them were cited for trespassing. Others went a little bit further. But there were some that, were just held in isolation for a long time, and you scratch your head and you say, that doesn't seem like, as an American citizen with rights. It's interesting because when you're when you're in the country illegally, the whole point of immigration is, if you are going to seek citizenship in this country, then Donald Trump has the ability to make you seek it from outside the country, meaning you can apply for those rights to become a U.S. citizen, and you can apply for citizenship, but you can't do it while you squat illegally in the country. You're going to have to do it from the outside. That's one of the main points of contention. And that's why I think what's going on here versus January 6th is a lot different. But thank you for the text message. One person said, why can't it be said out loud, the perverted Democrat Party in their sheep-like fascist voters are willing to attack Marines, guardsmen, and police? Thank you for that text message, too. You're listening to News Talk 98.9 WORD. Don't go anywhere.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.